Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The hermit meets the lady at the well. As Giovanni approached the central plaza of the village of Taos, he was struck by the richness of the cultures present there. There were mountain men clad in skins and leathers decorated with colored porcupine quills. There were French traders driving hard bargains, trying to get credit at local mercantile stores. The women dressed modestly in long skirts and shawls, and they scolded their children constantly. There were Indians wrapped in blankets with their long hair wrapped tightly in colorful braids falling upon their shoulders. Others, not of this area, were donning feathers, and they wore long fringe along their sleeves and leggings. Why, some Apaches even had tin ornaments along their dresses made from old cans that the cavalry had discarded after they had eaten. The variety of languages that he heard reminded the hermit of his own little village back in Italy. As he sat on a stone by a well, a lady who looked more prosperous than most approached him, moving slowly with a confident lilt in her stride. Her hair was adorned with tight ringlets in the latest French style. Caracoles, the local ladies called this hairstyle, for it reminded them of snails. She wore enough lace to exceed the bounds of modesty, but she did have a silver cross resting gently upon her bosom. Her elegant demeanor was interrupted only by the fact that she had a 3-inch cigarette dangling from the corner of her mouth. She paused before the hermit and unrolled a coarse yellowish piece of paper, which Giovanni learned later on was a neatly trimmed corn husk. On top of it, she sprinkled a smattering of Mexican tobacco perfumed with talcum powder. Locals called it punche mexicano. She ran her tongue across an end of the corn husk and folded the other portion, expertly rolling out a tidy cigarette. Then, before the one in her mouth had burned out, she lit the new cigarette and inhaled from it deeply. Santos y buenos días de Dios, the hermit said to her, expecting a reply to his polite greeting. She only snorted and gave him a sad smile. What's so good about today? She asked. Why, we're both alive, he returned. Yeah, just barely, she commented. I haven't had much to eat in 3 days. That's when Giovanni noticed that she was a very thin woman. The only reason that she didn't look emaciated was that she was wearing 8 skirts, one set over the next, that gave her a comely figure over her skinny legs. She went on almost as if talking to herself. My name is Francisca, she said, but everyone here knows me as Kika, that is, whenever they bother to look at me. Why wouldn't they want to look at you? Asked the hermit. It's because of my line of work, she paused. make men happy. Giovanni looked puzzled, so she clarified by saying, I make my living flat on my back. That's when the hermit realized that he was talking to a prostitute. She seemed so gentle and inoffensive to him, though, as if what she really needed was a friend. Giovanni asked her, how can I help you? Well, you can't. No one can, she exhaled. In certain areas, there aren't many women. But the women here really do know how to watch out for their own men. Why, did you know that in California there are places where there are so few women that in order to have a dance, half the men in the village tie bits of cloth to their arm and they are designated as temporary women? The other half of the men dance with them just like they was real ladies. Whenever a girl like me shows up, though, there ain't no end to the business I can rake in, especially in the mining camps. The hermit began to sense her need to continue talking, and so he asked her, have you always done what you do? Nah, not while my parents were alive. After I was orphaned, though, I was taken in by a fancy lady here in Taos. She's gone now. I believe she lived in Santa Fe as a grande dame. She taught me how to survive in this world of men. What was the name of your teacher? He asked. Gertrudes de Barcelo, she replied. She's better known in Taos by the name of Doña Tulis. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.